three members of the rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd were killed in the crash of a chartered plane near Macomb, Mississippi, on this date in 1977. Lynyrd Skynyrd was an American rock band that rose to prominence during the Southern rock boom of the 1970s on the strength of its triple guitar attack and gritty working-class attitude. After playing under various names in Jacksonville, the group settled on Lynyrd Skynyrd, a backhanded compliment to a high school gym teacher notorious for his opposition to long hair. In 1973, they released their first album, called Pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd. Freebird, a tribute to the late Dwayne Allman of the Allman Brothers Band, was an immediate sensation thanks to the interplay of its three lead guitars. Sweet Home Alabama, a response to Neil Young's Southern Man, opened the album, Second Helping, in 1974, and established the group as Southern Rock stalwarts. Following the plane crash in 1977, the group disbanded. Surviving members reunited in 1987, with Ronnie Van Zant's younger brother Johnny singing lead. The new Skynyrd was embraced by a number of country singers, especially Travis Tritt. In 2006, Lynyrd Skynyrd was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. On this date in 1945, Esther Bendersky, editor of the weekly Lepanto News Record for 34 years, had published in the Saturday Evening Post her story about a young Lepanto man, Staff Sergeant Jimi Hendrix, who won the Congressional Medal of Honor. She was also a skilled photographer. One of her nationally circulated news photos of a nun who survived a 1955 train wreck in Marked Tree, Arkansas, that killed five people, won a first place NFPW award and was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. In the first World Series game to be played outside the United States, the host Toronto Blue Jays beat the Atlanta Braves 3-2 on this date in 1992. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.